Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Michael Bartley, on the Big K Morning Show. Larry's off this morning. It's great to be with you. Larry will be back tomorrow. Did you ever hear of... This is interesting, isn't it? Doesn't this sound kind of cool? Neighborhood 91. Did you ever hear of Neighborhood 91? Well, my guest right now is going to tell us all about it, and it's big stuff. Don Smith is the president of RIDC. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Great to have you. What is Neighborhood 91?
Neighborhood 91 is actually a really interesting project that's been around about 6 years. It's out at the Pittsburgh International Airport. And it's named Neighborhood 91, I believe, because it would have been the 91st neighborhood in Pittsburgh. But it really is an advanced manufacturing campus focused particularly on additive manufacturing companies. So this is a unique advanced manufacturing technology. And this location is creating a neighborhood for these companies with unique assets and environments to really grow those jobs here in our region.
And RIDC, you guys will manage it, all that type of stuff. What I'm loving this because haven't we said for years that we need to refocus, put more energy, more emphasis on manufacturing in Western Pennsylvania?
Absolutely. I think it's really exciting. It's very timely. And for RIDC, we're really excited to partner with the Airport Authority. Christina and her team have done a wonderful job of helping to maximize utilization of the land around the airport. The airport's an incredibly important economic driver for our region and for companies. And so we're really excited to bring our expertise in building and developing and managing buildings and attracting companies in partnership with the Airport Authority.
And is of course the being sort of juxtaposed to the airport property is strategic, is it not, in terms of doing business in state, out of state? That's the convenience of being at the airport.
It's absolutely a very strategic location. It's convenient for companies that have to reach their customers, so their personnel can fly in and out easily. They can also move cargo through the facility at the airport. In particular, when we talk to international companies about establishing a presence in Pittsburgh, obviously proximity to the airport is convenient for them. So it's very strategic, and I think, you know, the Airport Authority and RIDC are very aligned in our missions. So we're really ready to move forward.
And Don, I know that Neighborhood 91 is it's really a manufacturing production campus. So there'll be a lot of companies, all that type of stuff. Have companies and manufacturing entities committed to being there in big numbers?
Well, there are 6 companies that are currently in the building, the one building that's already been built in Neighborhood 91, and it's a variety of additive manufacturing companies. we've committed as part of this deal to build a what we call a speculative building. So we're going to build a building and then market it to companies. And we have some interest from some companies. The Barnes Group helps market the site, and we have some prospects. And we're also talking to another significant manufacturer that would want to put a facility in the park. So I think there's already a great start, and there's a lot of energy and momentum, and we're looking to really accelerate that.
It sounds really, really cool. Don, is when you say neighborhood, you think of neighborhood entities, that type thing, will it look like a neighborhood, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, eventually, right now the current site that's developed is only 13 acres, but in total it'll be 195 acres when completely built out.
Wow, that's big.
It is big, and I think there's some plans for sort of a town center development as part of it, so there would be services and amenities nearby. But it's really focused on a neighborhood of companies that are both providers of technology, materials, and then those who manufacture them into products. And so you'd have that same way a neighborhood functions for all of us who live in one. This is the same kind of neighborhood idea for companies in this advanced manufacturing space.
I know it's a neighborhood for companies, but when you have a neighborhood of companies, that means there's going to be a significant workforce there. Don't you have to have restaurants and all that type of stuff too?
You do, and that's where the town center comes in. I mean, certainly there are things, off the RIDC Park exit, Park West exit, but also on the other side of the airport, there are amenities that are there already. But we think it's really important that Neighborhood 91 will include some of those amenities because folks want to, walk out and get coffee, walk out and get lunch, have access to the outdoors, and those are all parts of the plan for Neighborhood 91.
It's going to be really, really cool. For people who don't understand, I know that they know the remodeling and sort of the new airport, all that type stuff. But how would someone get to Neighborhood 91?
Well, right now you can get to it from the, in essence, beltway that goes around the airport.
Uh-huh.
But eventually, the plan is Neighborhood 91 is located for everybody who's parked while flying out of the airport. There's that ring road around the parking. Just on the other side of that from the terminal is where Neighborhood 91 is.
Mm-hmm.
So the long-term plan is to connect directly to the terminal and parking facility so that it would be very convenient for folks coming to Neighborhood 91 but also getting to the airport.
Okay. All right, Don, this was really fun. I think there's going to be so much to talk about once all the new airport stuff is finished and completed, and Neighborhood 91 will be on the list.
Thanks very much, Michael. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day. Thank you very, very much. Okay. That was Don Smith, who is the president of RIDC. I noticed that some of you still want to talk about... not still, but it's, because I had that segment, I had to sort of push it. This issue of Department of Education and having kids with autism and kids with Tourette syndrome and kids with, learning disabilities, physical disabilities. I know that some of you want to talk about that, and I'm going to get right to that in my next segment, okay? Because there's so much at stake. You heard from Representative Dan Miller earlier, and he's telling people, speak up, get involved in this thing. You really, really, really have to get involved in this thing so that the Department of Education does not go away. It transcends political party. We all have kids in our families. Every family who struggles or who is challenged is special education. And we can't just let these programs go away. And I'm not going to